All right, KFC Radio. Kevin's not here, so it's Fights Radio, bitch. We have a very, very special guest today. Keith is in town. And then Camille Kostick is also around.
My joke was going to be to correct you if you didn't say that. You stole that one.
That was a little negging, we call that. Camille, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. I still can't believe why I'm back, because...
What do you mean you don't know why you're back?
No, I know, but... Like, I was just on Sirius this morning with Nikki Glaser, and she was like, you're the first named 2019 rookie. And I was like, holy shit. Like, this is the first time I'm really getting to sit down since last week in Vegas when we got
Did you guys go news. To the, there's, you know, there's a Saturdays for the Boys party in Vegas last week.
Yeah, I know. I was, me and Gaz were going back and forth. I was like, well, we're going to Encore now. He's like, well, we're here, Republic. I was like, well, we're here. And I could see their hotel from the...
And
from
Gaz, my... Gaz was like, no, you guys have the Sports Illustrated models have to come to us.
I was just talking with the girls before this, and we were hoping to, like, cross into each other's path, like, whether... I wanted to crash theirs. I wanted them to crash ours. It would have been so cool if they were there when the celebration happened.
They probably
should have crashed yours. Because I feel like you guys are family now, you know?
They probably should have crashed
yours. I think your security is pretty strong, and it doesn't let the likes of us in, I would imagine. And I don't blame them at all. Trust me.
I would have been like, that's
right
my
move.
Family. Bring them in.
I could see Biz, Gaz big time in that so bad.
Gaz?
Yeah. Just be like, no, we can't go to them. We can't go to them. Fuck, maybe we should go to them. They're not coming. It's 4 in the morning. They're not here.
I had no idea that it was Dave's birthday.
That's right. Yeah, Dave turned 65, 41. Dave's DP.
No
41.
Way.
Yeah, he's old.
That's when you say age is just a number.
Were you gonna say younger or older?
Younger.
Oh, you should have said older. You should have at least lied.
No, he's got a young heart.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I think he looks like 36.
Yeah. No, I mean he does. He does. He looks skinny and tan.
Yeah.
What are you? Are you 20 something?
I'm 29.
That's what. Yeah.
That's what you would have guessed.
20s are all the same.
He's 30.
Your age is just a number.
Yeah, that's very true.
So on the show the other day, we had a call about the Whispering Wall. Now, the Whispering Wall is in Grand Central, and it's like 30 feet apart. It's like a quarter of Grand Central, or you know, central area of the walkway. And if you stand in one wall facing one corner and whisper, someone long away facing the other way can hear you.
Like that long old, like the can to can.
Yeah, kind of that kind of deal. Yeah, where it's just
no
like
wire.
With no
it just
wire,
like goes it, up the wall.
Yeah, just the architecture of it kind of just carries your voice.
Never heard
to
of this in
person.
My entire life. I've been coming to New York since I was like 7 years old.
It's very, very romantic. Some say. I think I've seen it in a rom com or two. But one of the calls asked. He was with a girl on a first date, and he had her do it. He showed it to her, and whispered something from like the Caddyshack. And we were wondering, what is like a line? Would a line work on you in the Whispering Wall?
But I don't know.
You don't know. Like, it,
are you the line?
You hadn't seen. All right,
the lines work on you in general. Like, do you like a guy that gives you a pickup line, or do you
no.
like
to? Okay. No.
Yeah,
no.
But in a Whispering Wall. Now, and it does have to. It's not a line necessarily. I deliver.
I've
that
never
poorly.
Been, so it's really hard for me to be like, yeah, that would be so romantic. I feel like we need to go.
Just go.
There you go.
Take right, me there. All right, well, take me there, whisper some sweet nothings and see if it works.
Sweet nothings.
What was your line again? Yours might work on her. It's like really like emo and romantic.
Oh no, that wasn't mine. That was something I said in jest.
It's like
in
you
passing.
Can't break me because I'm already broken.
I said I'm broken so I'm unbreakable.
And then the girl.
That wasn't a line. That was just something I said on the podcast. I wouldn't actually whisper that to a girl's ear. Oh, that's really sorry. Fucked up.
Sorry. What would you whisper at the wall?
Well, mine wouldn't impress you. It was good at the time. But it was about having equity in a $150 million company, which is more impressive for the people here than you.
What is the word romance like in your brain? Like, I don't even understand.
Well, it was a joke, to be fair, but also I might actually do it.
It was all a joke, right. But one of those jokes where you're like, maybe I'll fucking pull this off. I don't think there's anything you can say. I think I agree with you. We're like, there is no line you can tell someone.
I'm trying to think if there's like somebody that I was like, hell no, walking my way. But if he said something, it would just win me over. I don't know though. I gotta think.
I think it's a whispering wall. I think just whispering. If you even whisper like into headphones, it's kind of cute. That sound creepy.
Ooh.
See, it did work. It did work.
There you go.
I have a very.
I think
nice
I like
whisper.
When people whisper in my ear.
Yes,
actually.
That's what it is. That's why the whispering.
There you
go. Cracked me. You cracked me.
This is
shit.
This is exactly what
you
I said.
You totally cracked me. I get it now. It's not about what you're saying. Honestly, it's just the mere fact that whispering is sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is exactly what I said this morning. I said if anyone in this company can do it, it's John because he has this confidence and like aura about him, and he just did it to you.
I don't even think you said anything. I don't even know what you said. I think you were like,
he said doesn't sound sexy or something.
Yeah.
I don't even think you said that.
I said whispering just sounds sexy.
I was just gonna say you just talked about whispering. And I was like.
That's my point.
All right. So
I'm
that's
sweating. I hate that this is on Barstool fucking radio. People actually listen.
This is a big moment for you, John. This morning was a little depressing, and this just turned your day
around. Yeah, it was fun.
Is that damn heater on for real?
So we'll get into voicemails now. We'll calm you. We'll cool you down a little bit. We'll get into voicemails. We have two voicemails today. One is about a boyfriend who hates his girlfriend's dog.
Oh, jeez.
Do you have a dog?
Hey, KFC Fights, Brendan. So I've been seeing this girl for about 3 months now, and she's fine. I mean, I'm not that head over heels for her, but
she's really selling.
She has this dog that I just despise. And, like, you might be like, oh, how does he hate dogs? I hate this dog. It's a very small dog, and she refuses to let it not sleep in her bed. So it's always on the pillows right next to us, and it bites me in the head probably 3 to 5 times per night. And I don't know what to do because she says she loves this dog more than anything. And it's almost to the point where I'm going to break up with her because of this dog, and it doesn't stop biting me. So what would you do in my situation? And yeah, okay, thanks. Viva.
Now, Viva. Keith asked, do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog. I used to have a dog. But this is reminding me of a story with one of my girlfriends who I was on the Patriots cheerleading team with, and she loved her cat, but her cat didn't like anybody except for her. So, like, I used to get scared to come over to her house because
it would, like, attack you?
Literally. So, when her boyfriend
like
would...
Attack?
Like, it literally...
Cats are pieces of shit anyway.
Okay. I have a cat, and it's super, super sweet. But it's okay. To each their own. But, so, but I used to be like... She used to say, okay, like, when you come over, just be really careful with the cat. And I was like... I have one. Like, I can speak to cats, basically. So I walked in, and this cat literally freaking attacked my foot. She was like, don't get near it. Don't look it in the eyes. And it freaked out. So you could imagine, now your boyfriend comes over, and he's hooking up with you in bed. So you're seeing your owner, like, being messed around with by another man. This cat would attack her boyfriend, like, all the time. And, like, when he would sleep, he, like, would talk about it all the time. He'd be like, I wouldn't move because the cat would, like, attack my face, scared it would, like, rip my eyes out. And it would, like, literally scratch him, like, all the time. So it's kind of reminding me of that because he used to be like, yo, I don't want to sleep over if your cat's going to be there. And she was in love with it. She's like, well, then we're going to have to sleep at your place every time. So
no. I've had that.
This shit is real.
I thought you were going to say she broke up with him.
Yeah.
She just went to his place.
They didn't?
He just would, like, be like... She was like, the cat's going to be in the room. The cat's going to be in the bed. This is what's going to happen.
I can't stand it. Now, like, do you call, like, your cat, like, before I say anything else, do you call your cat, like, your baby?
No.
Your kid?
No. Your son? Do you call your
nope.
son?
No. Okay, so we're good. Now I can rant. The, like, people who have that, like, on their, like, Twitter, do you? Okay. Well, I want to make sure the room is clear first. Like when they have, like, I'm a proud pug mommy, and it's like this is my little son, and like that shit is
mama of two boys, and then it's like two dog emojis, and you're like, really?
That's crazy. When you're dealing with a person who's like crazy about their pet like that, I had a girl who I was dating, and she had a dog who she called her little son, and it always had to be in the room, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And by always in the room, I mean always. No matter what was happening in the room, the dog had to be there.
Yeah.
And sex, when you're doing it wrong, like I do, it looks like someone's, like, being attacked and stuff. So, like, the dog would, like, jump up on bed and, like nibble at my heels. I'm like, dude, I'm, like, it's hard enough what I'm trying to do right now.
I've heard that people, like, people and a couple don't like when pets watch because it like turns them off because they'll make eye contact with them real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't bother her. It bothered me a lot.
I will say he never said that he had communicated with his girlfriend that he wants a dog out the room.
He sounded like he didn't even like her. What I took away from it. He was like, she's okay, whatever. Like, you don't have to put up with a dog if you don't like her.
Yeah.
They live together? I don't understand. Why can't she go to his place?
But then you leave the dog alone. Like, the dog's got to get walked and stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Dog owners don't want to leave their dogs. Also,
cats, you guys just leave your cat there for like 6 weeks. Figure it out. Eat a bird or two.
They're the best.
Dogs you need to feed twice, walk like 6 times. So I can see the issue.
Yeah.
He didn't even really seem like he liked her. If you like someone, you have to not only like the dog, you have to convince yourself that you love the dog.
Right.
Or else it's not going to work. Because girls, we're talking about presumably a single girl dog owner. So it's just her and the dog. Like, she's going to care so much about that dog that you, if you're going to have any chance, that has to be your dog.
It's like when you're talking to girls and you have to like, you know, you win over the friend first and then like the friend's kind of chatting you up.
Yeah.
You got to win that
dog.
The look
you get from the girl. When you share your first moment with the dog and the dog like accepts you in, the look you get from the girl is like, you can't beat that.
You got to go
like
around
pure love,
like
googly eyes, like Bugs Bunny animated hearts out of the air.
It's her entire thing. Like you have to walk around with like raw steaks in your pocket at all times. So just anytime you start sparking, like, dude, here you go, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to get with your owner real quick or your mom, whatever the hell she calls you.
Man, I don't know. Did we give good advice to him?
Never. That's the good advice is not the show we run.
My advice is if he actually likes her and loves her and wants to be with her, he has to convince himself that he loves this dog.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
I think this is a twofold process for him. First, he needs to convince himself he likes this girl.
Second,
he needs to convince himself that he loves the dog. It seems like a whole thing. I would probably just break up with her and stop having a dog bite my face.
Also, if you're in New York, it's probably a studio apartment. So there's really nowhere for the dog to go unless you put it in the bathroom.
Just
like there's no escape.
All the dog owners hate right now for saying that.
What?
Why?
Why?
Because you said put the dog in the bathroom.
No, I'm saying that's the only possible place it could go.
Oh.
I wouldn't put it in there. I don't care if it watches.
Well, you said it.
That's realistically, it's the only place it could go.
Next voicemail.
Hey, KFC Fight, Super Producer BC. So I was sitting on the couch the other day swiping through Bumble, and I came across my old RA. So the backstory here is she was my RA in South of Fordham, actually. And freshman year, obviously she was older. We were flirt. We were both kind of into each other a little bit. But she was very, like, by the rules kind of person. So she wasn't going to hook up with me as long as, you know, she was my RA. So freshman year ends. I'm, like, looking to make my moves when I come back in fall. And when we get back, she's got a boyfriend. So it's a no-go. So that kind of fizzled out. We would see each other occasionally throughout the year, still talk, whatever, blah, blah, doesn't matter. So I'm scrolling through Bumble, and I see her profile, and I'm like, oh, shit, I really want to hit this girl up. And I just want to ask, you know, what is the best way to reestablish that kind of long-lost connection? Like, I don't know if I should wait for the swipe back, if I should text her, I check Facebook. She is single now, but like, how do I reach out? What do you think is the best way to reestablish that that lost connection? All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Viva. Okay. Well, from the get-go, if he has her number, don't be trying to wait on her match on Bumble. Because usually, I've never been on a dating app, but I have a lot of girls who are on Bumble. And usually, you're trying to swipe. Get and communicate. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know either. That's right. We're such
the girl has to accept you on Bumble, though. I know that Tinder,
yeah,
like it's anybody's
first,
game,
right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I feel like if I were on Bumble, the first thing I would do if I got a match, I'd be like, let's take this off the app. What's your number? Like, this is like, here's my number. This is easier, or something like that. So, don't wait on her to match you on Bumble.
Yeah, just
text her. Yeah, I don't even. He doesn't even have to be like, I saw your face on Bumble. Let's reconnect. Reminded me, I think I like you.
Yeah, why can't you just say like, oh, I just make up a fucking lie, first of all, because everyone just lies to everyone at all times. Like,
maybe I'm like the wussiest guy if I were a guy, but I would text her and I would be like, I'm thinking about you. I miss you. Let's hang out.
That's the kind of comment someone who's a fucking Sports Illustrated Rookie of the Year throws out.
Oh,
like,
come on.
Yo, been missing you, what up? Like, that's not something that a guy like myself can pull off.
I would respond.
Also, I don't think this girl likes him, so I wouldn't do it. Because if she didn't hook up with him in college, if they had any sort of connection.
No, it was his RA.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. But if you don't break, you're fucking RA. Like, if you don't break the rules to hook up with someone, if you actually like them, she was probably using it as an excuse to not hook up.
That's actually a really good point. Because, like,
if you
not...
really like someone and want to hook up with them, you will bend the rules, like being a fucking RA. Like, who cares about that much?
This isn't a president and intern situation. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking RA on the third floor in the freshman dorm. If you want to hook up, you can hook up.
Yeah, I don't want to kill this guy's chances or put him down. I'm just saying, like, if a girl really wanted you, she would have bent the RA rules to hook up with you.
I agree with that very wholeheartedly.
Unless she's, like, the most honest, like, has the most integrity of any RA in the history of resident advisors. Which maybe she does. Maybe then you should hit her up. She sounds great.
All right, so text her. What do you have to lose? Everything, yeah, but exactly. Just do it.
You're fucking...
Take a risk.
That's such girl shit right there. You guys are just like, yeah, just throw a text out. Whatever.
I know, and he's been thinking...
what do I have to lose? My dignity, my pride, my self-confidence.
She puts it on Twitter. It goes viral. It's on
BuzzFeed. He's been waiting years, so... But he wants to know. That's what he's got to do.
Oh, no. You never find out.
All right. What do you want him to do? Swipe on Bumble, wait for her to match, wait for her to make the first word, like, what?
Die alone. that's what my advice is, of course. Like,
gosh.
No, I'm not talking about apps and things like that. Just die alone, dude. Like, chill out.
So just... Well, if you're going to die alone, might as well just take the shot. Shoot. What is the saying you guys say? Shoot your shot?
If you die alone, then you have, like, there's always, it's like, if you don't send that text, it's an unscratched scratch ticket. And it represents hope. And, like, hey, look, maybe she likes me. But and then you die.
Or you can send the text and you could be banging that night and for the rest of your life and get married.
Ugh.
Those are two great points.
What? Oh, the disgust of just...
I am just a fan of eternal... First of all...
Do you have a girlfriend? I thought you did.
No, oh. I don't. So
you're dying alone.
Yes, yeah. I have many girls I'd love to text and be like, hey, miss you, thinking about you, what's up?
Just try it
If I don't do it, then look at me.
There's got to be one chick, you have her number, and you just try. Come on, man, right now. Just let me craft the text.
Do it now.
All right,
do
think of a girl that you don't really care about
that
much.
Give her your phone.
Like,
you give her your phone.
Keith's trying to, like, Dwight Schrute me and show me the car.
I want you to think of a girl.
I know his passcode.
I want you to think of a girl and let me craft it. I guarantee you will get hit back and be able to hang out.
No. I'm honestly trying to think of a girl. Like,
what is this line that you're gonna text? Because she's guaranteeing a response.
Maybe there's a girl that he hasn't seen in a while. He wants to see her but doesn't know how to approach it. Do you have one in mind?
No, I honestly don't. I'm trying to think. I do want to do this experiment, though, so I'm just trying to think of a girl we could do it to and have her not be like, what the fuck are you doing reaching out to me?
Well, if she says what the fuck, then you can tell her why. But if she catches
up. You send me a what the fuck are you doing talking to me?
You bury the phone in the backyard.
Would be the worst guy ever. Actually, I'd be the best guy ever. I'd be honest.
I'm very honest. I'm being nothing
emotional.
But
emotional. But not too sensitive. Oh, it'd be such a great time.
Fuck, I honestly don't know a girl that, like, we could apply this to, because I would like to see what your text would be.
Oh, do you know how many, so many girls are just wanting to hear from you right now?
Zero. I can guarantee you.
Every time I come on the show with you, there is someone who is like, oh my God, shout me. Like, say hi.
Let's text her.
Yeah. You have many girlfriends that are friends of mine.
Dude, let's double date. Let's text those girls.
I don't want to... we got to talk about that off the air. I respect the girls too much to put that in my blast.
That's very fair. What'd you say?
We'll do it off air.
We'll do it off air. Okay. You fucking minions don't get to hear my sex game.
You should send a voice note whispering to somebody. Oh, you're gonna text best.
You made out very well in this podcast. This is a good 15 minutes for you.
All right, well, that's it. I have some stuff to go do. So, Camille, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dude, fall in love with that dog. Other dude, she's just not that into you.
Oh, come on.
She might be. She could be.
Whisper in a voice memo to
John Single.
To her. But real quick before we go, leading up to Sports Illustrated announcement with 2019 rookie, there's this if you've never seen it or you want to check it out, behind the scenes, never before seen footage, there's literally a 3-series show on Amazon Prime. It's so freaking cool. Even for
people
who
are you in it a lot?
I'm in it a lot.
Are you doing a lot of dancing? Because I believe
I'm dancing in my, they show never before seen behind the scenes of me and Belize doing the shoot, and I have like my
The Belize shoot. That was the most outrageous questions ever been asked on KFC Radio when you said we were filming in Belize and like I was topless. Have you ever been to Belize? Like,
no, oh yeah, my most memorable moment was when I had to switch suits.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of a deserted island and I got naked and I was like, I'm a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. And I got to change my clothes and I was like, I freaking did it. It was awesome. How freeing is that?
Yeah. I can't imagine, Camille. I'm sure.
Well, maybe one day.
Maybe one day I will be a Sports Illustrated model naked in Belize.
Or just on a deserted island with a chick.
There's a better chance I'm a naked guy on a street in New York in the winter.
That's a good idea.
No, it would be a sad story. It's not like I would be out there freeing. It would be like, shit, I can't afford my apartment anymore. But thank you very much. Check it out on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, when's it come out? SITV on Amazon. It's out now.
It's out now. SITV on Amazon. Camille's dancing in Belize.
I like how she said, if you want to check it out, go ahead. Like, I think people might like
that. If you want to go see like the Sports Illustrated models in Belize, like it might be a place to check it out. Amazon, Sports Illustrated TV.
Yeah, baby.